You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
Welcome to Gospel Study, a radio ministry brought to you by Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida. Your host for Gospel Study is Bible teacher and translator Paul Esposito. Stay tuned immediately following today's program for more information. And now here with today's program is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to Gospel Study, and this is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, thank you for joining me here today. God bless you near and far. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise and exalt you today. Lord, thank you for even waking us up today. Or if it's the end of the day, thank you for giving us the strength to get through another day. We praise and lift you up here today. We ask for your blessings on our study now. Lead us, guide us, speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for the waiting on the long delay here for a new program in 2 Corinthians. Now, I've been working here at the radio station on our fundraiser, and we haven't had time to record any new programs in 2 Corinthians, and I'm so grateful to be back again behind the microphone here today. And starting our programs again through 2 Corinthians, this is program number 9. We left off in our last program, program 8, looking that God is in the delivering business. Did you know that? I love this text here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. But before we get into that, let me say this ministry, you can follow these podcasts by going to gospelstudy.net. There's a link on there that says Gospel Studies Now podcast. Click here. Also, majoritytext.com is my Bible translation. You could order a copy of that if you like. I use what's known as the majority text to teach these. The EMTV is my New Testament Bible. That's English majority text version. That is available. Amazon is the publisher, and it's available through there, the EMTV New Testament. And this is my life's work. Is the Word of God. I love the Word. I love to teach it verse by verse, and I love to use the original Greek language and apply that in a modern way here to help us understand the original text. And I think we'll get into that some today. Well, we do every day on these programs. I love to look at the original Greek and help to see its meanings here in everyday life. And we're in 2 Corinthians, again, this is program number 9. We left off in our last program looking at God is in the delivering business, I said. You know, Paul said, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Notice it says we had. You know, God got him through this, though he's speaking a fact, but it's past tense now. He can look back. He can look back again and see how God was for him. How, you know, why Paul says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He can take a step back now and see his situation. Same as Joseph did when his brothers came to Egypt and Joseph said, you intended all this for evil, but God did this for good. God is the one who sent him there. God is the one who caused or allowed bad things to happen to Joseph so that good would come out of it. Remember that. Not all bad things come from the devil. God allows bad things to happen to you to build character in you, to make you strong. And we know that all things work together for good. Eventually, they do. And Joseph knew that. He says, you didn't do this. God is the one that did this. God sent me here. God is the one who allowed him to get accused of rape falsely and allowed him to go to jail. God is the one who did this. This is what Joseph says twice. Now, Paul's looking back now, and Paul said, indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, so that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. In other words, even if you die in this, God's still in control. He's still going to take care of you. Same as Abraham. When Abraham went to sacrifice his son, it said that he believed and he knew that God had the power and the ability to raise him up from the dead, even if his son did die. Paul said, we had, this is chapter 1, verse 9, indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves so that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Even if we die, we're still going to trust in him. Again, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the jail, right? He said, our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, but if not, we still won't bow down and worship this image. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we still won't do it. Because God, we're not going to trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Sometimes I never know where we're going to go in this program. This is where we're at here today, friend. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. I'll never forget. This elderly man laid hands on me the day of my ordination and whispered that in my ear, and I've never, ever forgotten. And, oh, that was just a timely word for me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That is, God, I don't know what's going on. God, I trust you. In all my ways, acknowledge you. God, I can't do this without you. I acknowledge you. God, give me strength. God, I don't know what to do. God, I don't know which way to turn, to the left, to the right, to go back, to go forward, or just to stand still. In all my ways, acknowledge you, and your word is a light. Your word is a lamp under my feet and a light to my path. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves so that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. Let me also say this to you, friends. Don't trust in yourselves. Don't trust in yourself. You know, Paul said, putting no confidence in the flesh. I know that in me, in my flesh, he says in Romans 7, dwelleth no good thing. Don't trust in yourself. You don't have what it takes. Don't trust in yourselves. Trust in the living God. Trust in the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. Don't trust in yourselves. Don't go to that bar to minister to someone. Don't trust in yourselves. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbeliever. For what fellowship has light with darkness? Don't trust in yourselves. Don't do it. Don't trust in yourself. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Did you know I've come to the horrible realization in my life that my flesh and Satan himself are lifelong pals? And they have been. They're best friends. I'm sorry to admit that to you. My flesh and Satan are pals. Paul said, I know that in me dwells no good thing. There is nothing good in my flesh. Ah, but my spirit, you see, is born again. My spirit is one with the Lord's. Now, the thing is, what am I going to do with my soul? Really, that's the question. Whose side am I going to team up my soul with? I love to hear my friend Pastor Dan Stahlbaum teach on this. Your flesh is no good. Your spirit is one with the Lord. He used to say your spirit was vacuum packed. And I believe that. Your spirit is one with the Lord. Your spirit is born again. But man is a three-part being. What do you do with your soul? What do you do with your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect? The thing is to team up your soul with your spirit. And that's how you get this victory, right? Renew your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be in the word of God. Whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is righteous, holy, just, whatever is of good report, meditate on these things. Don't trust in yourself, but in God. Lean not on your own understanding. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves so that We should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us, past tense, from so great a death, and is delivering us, present tense, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us, future tense. No matter what you're going through, God's got your back. How many times has God delivered you in the past? You know, I've heard the testimony from I don't know how many people in life who have told me how some angel delivered them, some from a car accident, some from a terrible accident. Some have testimonies that angels have saved their children from dying, some being in a bathtub and almost drowning. I've heard countless times, and I've heard from people that they have been delivered in the past from something great. Some people, I don't even know how many are delivered here today. Right here today, God is in the delivering business. He's delivered you in the past. He's delivered your family, your children. He's protecting them. He's delivering you today. He's got your back. If your name is engraved in the palms of his hands, if you bow the knee to the Son of God and call Jesus Christ Lord and Savior, God has got your back. And he will deliver you in the future. How comforting is that? God's got your back. God will deliver you. In whom we trust, he will still deliver us. Take comfort in that today, friends. God has got your back. Then he says in verse 11, you also laboring together with us in prayer, that thanks may be given by many persons on your behalf for the gift given to us through the many. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we have conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with worldly wisdom, but by the grace of God and especially towards you. Now, we're going to pick this up here in tomorrow's program, looking at the promises of God, where it says here in the text, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Tomorrow's program, we'll pick it up there in verses 18 through 24, and we'll pick it up right there in our next program. Again, I thank you for joining us here for Gospel Study. For more information on this ministry, go to gospelstudy.net. Also, if you're looking for a good church home, I invite you to come to Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're a small fellowship. But some people like small churches. You're invited to come out there Sunday morning, 10:30. Once again, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Be with us again here tomorrow. We'll be back with a new program and gospel study. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to Gospel Study. Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida is a ministry focused on bringing God's Word to the community through their own Bible translation, the Apostles' Bible, and through the teaching of the entire New Testament, verse by verse. For more information, log on to gospelstudy.net. Send your emails to paul@gospelstudy.net. Be with us again at the same time for another exciting look into the Word of God. Solid.